It's US 99.5. Is this Chris Young?
Yes, it is.
What's up, pal? It's good to talk with you.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
I'm not as good as you. I don't have the number one song in the nation. Not too shabby, huh?
I was going to say, it's kind of y'all's fault for playing it.
Well, we played it a lot. I tried to play it less, and the boss said no. And your fans wanted me to play it more, and I said it's debatable, but no, you got the number one song, man. It's every time it happens, that's a great feeling, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable, and, you know, the biggest thing is this is Cassidy's first number one. So definitely a lot to celebrate with Think of You.
And I love the story you shared a while ago about freaking out in the studio with your producer buddy with Cassidy hitting the high note. Was that really off the cuff, not planned?
You know what? She was like, well, what do we need to do here? There's an ad-lib spot. And she's like, well, I don't normally try to sing runs down a scale. She goes, I normally sing like up. And I'm like, oh, this is already kind of high. And she nailed a C sharp, like, And she did it the first time. We're like, dang, she stung that note. Like, she just hit it. And,
yeah.
And she did a second take, and she hit it again. And I was like, oh, we ought to tell her to do it a third time, but we pretty much got everything we needed.
Awesome. NFL draft. It was last weekend here in Chicago. We know you're a Cowboys guy. How you feeling about the Ezekiel Elliott draft?
You know what? I like it. You know, I know a lot of people, we're going to get serious football talk, but I think a lot of people looked at it and said, well, Darren McFadden was fourth in the league in rushing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, yeah, but I think, one, Darren has proved over the years that he can get injured from time to time.
Yep.
It's always nice to have depth. And I think Ezekiel Elliott is a true R1, like running back number one.
Absolutely.
I like having depth there. I like maybe handing the ball off a little more, giving a little pressure off of the QB. And you guys actually have a buddy of mine. Mark Mariani's still up there with you guys, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's one of our superstars for the Bears.
Yeah, love that guy. He and I actually, when he was still playing for the Titans, more than once went out on a buddy of mine's property and went fishing together. So I know he just had a birthday the other day, so happy birthday to him.
Because, you know, he listens to the show every day, Chris. He does.
I don't know if he does, but but out there anyway. So.
And speaking of sports real quickly, you're one of the very few to perform on Wrigley Field. Cubs are the number one team in baseball right now. The White Sox are fourth. This is the summer for Chris Young to take a weekend off and fly here.
Man, I mean, just smoking. Amazing what the Cubs are doing this year. I've got a buddy of mine who's like a die-hard Cubs fan.
Yeah.
And it's funny because every time we bring it up to him, we're like, dude, they're killing it. He's like, I don't want to talk about it yet.
They are projecting 120 win seasons for both teams.
That's unbelievable, man.
I think the city would melt if we actually had a Cubs Sox World Series.
Oh, my God.
And then Chris Young would have to fly in on the private jet.
Then I would have to be there.
Right?
Hey, man, they got Southwest flights to Chicago.
That's right, they do. Preferred A-list status, A+. I get it.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Things we want to know about Chris Young, your good luck ritual before a show. What do you do?
We always get together, like everybody circles up, and we do a quick prayer, and then everybody does a shot. I'm not sure if those are supposed to go together, but they do, and then we just go out there and try not to suck.
It was Throwback Thursday yesterday. The outfit or style you wore way back when, you used to think it was cool today. You're like, what was I thinking?
Man, I have an old photo of me somewhere. Now, this may have been pre-record deal, but it's the shirt, like the V-neck shirt with like the strings of it. And I know some people can pull that off, but I saw the photo. I probably shouldn't have been wearing it.
Your favorite fast food cheeseburger anywhere in America, they will deliver it to the bus right now. What is it?
I'm a Whataburger guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like the In-N-Outs?
I do like In-N-Out. I do like In-N-Out. I just think like it's...
All right, so what's your Whataburger? What's the order?
You know, double-double. You got to go. If you're going to get a burger, go big or go home.
Well, we are fans of you, Chris Young in Chicago. You know that. You've done so many shows for us. You got the number one song in America right now with Cassidy Pope and the album's I Coming Over. And we wish you all the success in the world.
Well, thank you. And like I said, hopefully we'll see you soon. Good luck to all the sports teams up there in Chicago.
Only a couple months away for Bears training camp and your guy, Mark Mariani.
Yeah. I love it, man. It's going to be awesome.
Have a great day. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.